You know, related to temps, Aurelinus, I know you're part of a presentation here at ASCO looking at kind of an interesting thing, hyperglycemia, hypercholesterolemia, and hyperlipidemia. Can you talk about that paper?
Sure. Those metabolic abnormalities, hyperglycemia, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia, these were among the most common toxicities seen with temsirolimus and also with everolimus as well. This is a class effect. And mTOR is involved in insulin signaling. It lies in that PI3 kinase that the insulin receptor, insulin growth factor receptors, actually signal through.
So it's a direct effect on the pancreas?
It's a direct effect on the ability of insulin to actually signal when it hits the cell receptor.
Yeah. So it's not on the pancreas.
So it probably affects glucose transport into cells. One possible mechanism is regulation of a protein called GLUT1, which controls glucose entry.
So these are in all cells then?
That's right. So you do get hyperglycemia. There may be other mechanisms as well, that because the regulation of lipid and glucose metabolism may involve multiple proteins that mTOR regulates. So we don't understand, the bottom line is, the details of the mechanism, but the metabolic syndrome that results is a class effect, and it's a direct consequence of inhibiting mTOR.
And what fraction of patients experience this?
Well, you'll find about a quarter of patients will have some degree of hyperglycemia. What is not clear, and this is not a fault of the study designs, but is how many people have some baseline glucose intolerance, and as we put them on study, we find out about this. But in our trial, about 10% of patients had sufficient hyperglycemia that it required treatment, either with an oral agent or with insulin.
And when you stop the drug, it goes away?
It goes away.
What about patients who are already diabetic?
It can aggravate the diabetes, so some of those patients may need some adjustment in their oral agent or their insulin dose. It's actually less of a problem for those patients because most of these patients are already monitoring their glucose. So you do need to make patients aware that they may have to start with AccuChecks and, you know, glucose monitoring.
And what's the time sequence of when it develops?
Well, it can develop in patients who are not diabetic. It takes a little bit longer to develop, but in the time frame of about a month.
And what's recommended in terms of surveillance?
Well, most of these patients are going to have weekly blood counts, so we monitor their glucose weekly as well.